every day of the month. Find personalised solutions to support your hormone health. Now on 3 for 2 at Holland & Barrett. Offer ends 14th of May, subject to availability.
Get everything you need for delicious breakfasts, lunches and dinners at Dunnes Stores. First, you'll save in the aisles when you fill your trolley with everyday low prices on the products you buy the most. Then you'll save again at the till with our 10 off 50 grocery vouchers. Get a trolley worth €50 for just €40. Double savers from Dunnes Stores. Always better value. Terms and conditions apply. Voucher can be used in next grocery shop of €50 or more.
It's almost 8 o'clock with Noyx.ie. Step into elegance and comfort with our quality Swiss-made flooring options.
It's Noyx Newman, kitchens, floors, desks and doors.
Radio Nova Instant Traffic.
With Windsor, Airside, Nissan and Peugeot. Where happy drivers save big with our certified scrappage scheme. Windsor.ie.
Plenty of volumes on plenty of routes so far this morning. The only incident though at the moment to tell you about is the lights out currently in the Inchicoran Chapel Lizard bypass area. Watch out for that. 087-1818-100 though for any updates.
On FM, on your mobile and on your smart speaker. Radio Nova.
News for Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow.
Radio Nova News, I'm John Hart. Tireless campaigning families to finally hear state apology, and in sport, Shell still three clear. Families of some of those killed in the Stardust disaster will be present in the Dáil Chamber today to hear an official state apology. The Taoiseach Simon Harris will formally apologise to relatives of the 48 victims just after 2pm. Their 43-year-long fight for justice resulted last week in a verdict of unlawful killing at the inquest into their deaths. Maurice Fraser, whose sister Thelma was amongst those killed, says it's been a long and harrowing road.
For 43 long years, we've been relentless in the quest for justice for our dear sister Thelma, her boyfriend Michael and 46 others. We tirelessly battle against the barriers and the closed doors of Ireland's political and justice systems.
The Taoiseach says he hopes countries that froze donations to UNRWA will resume their support of the humanitarian organisation. An independent review has found that no concerns were expressed by Israel about employees at the United Nations Relief and Works Agency since 2011. The report commissioned after Israel alleged a dozen employees of the UN agency took part in the Hamas attacks in Israel on the 7th of October, which saw several countries in the UK freeze donations to UNRWA as a result. But the Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Micheál Martin, who's currently visiting the Rafah border crossing, hopes that will change. The GRA says rank and file Gard Mhí are disappointed that the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, will not attend their annual delegate conference. Brendan O'Connor, the President, says it puts a different dynamic on the event, especially after the government prioritised law and order in its recent cabinet reshuffle. He says their decision not to invite Gard Mhí Commissioner Drew Harris should not have made any difference to Helen McEntee.
The incoming Taoiseach has stated that this is the law and order government, and that supporting our Gardaí is a priority. So when his appointed Minister for Justice chooses not to attend here in Westport and listen to the concerns and engage on a face-to-face basis with our members, it seems to be at odds with what his intentions are.
Radio Nova News.
Live.
And younger people plan to drink less often and are putting plans in place to cut down on alcohol. A report from Drink Aware has found that 57% of 18 to 24-year-olds have made positive changes to their drinking habits. Drinking levels overall are down in previous reports, but 26% of people still binge drink on a regular basis. That's your news for now.
We've got gifts for good times at Currys. Get ready for big days out with our latest deals on gaming, tablets and SIM-free phones. Gift your way from our amazing range of health and beauty. With top brands like Dyson and Shark, you're sure to make someone's day. Shop in-store or online at Currys.ie.
Radio Nova.
Sport. With Peak Windows and Doors, your home, our pride. Now open Sundays. PeakWindows.ie.
Conflicting reports about the level of happiness of both clubs in the big Dublin derby last night at Talca Park. The current league leader Shelburne remained 3 points clear after a scoreless draw with the champion Shamrock Rovers, who were most unhappy with the playing surface at Talca Park last night. Shelburne had Shane Farrell sent off. They've also gone 5 without a win. Rovers boss Stephen Bradley says the sandy pitch was not up to scratch.
It was always going to be when you see the pitch. The pitch is that bad. It was always going to be that type of game. It didn't allow for any type of football.
Elsewhere domestically last night, Derry's City got back to winning ways, a 3-1 win over the visiting St. Pat's. Sligo Rovers in goal, United played out a goalless draw. Leeds are back in the automatic promotion places in the Championship following a topsy-turvy 4-3 win over Middlesbrough at the Riverside. In the Premier League, Arsenal can't make a statement. The leaders play host to London rivals Chelsea at the Emirates as Championship table toppers Leicester City take on Southampton. Inter Milan won Serie A for the 20th time ever following a 2-1 win over their neighbours AC Milan last night at the San Siro. Boxing, Kelly Harrington can secure at least a bronze medal at the European Championships if she defeats Gizem Ozer of Turkey in the lightweight quarterfinals in Belgrade. Snooker World Championship action, Antrim's Mark Allen will begin his campaign against Robbie Williams on the Green Bays at the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield.
Radio Nova weather.
With QuoteDevil.ie.
For car insurance, van insurance or home insurance, call the Quote Devil. Unless, of course, you've got money to burn.
The Quote Devil's always got one hell of a quote.
Quote Devil Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Cloudy with light patchy drizzle, which will clear away. Sunny spells developing by late morning. Mostly dry through the afternoon into the evening with a light northerly breeze. Highs 11 to 13 degrees. You're up to date on the home of the Nova Noise. Your new first play to win big cash. Now at 7:30 on Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim. Morning, folks. Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in town. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. That'll have to go on our album as well. Boys are back in town.
The boys are
first song we ever played when we came to Nova, wasn't it?
It was. You're right, actually. Yeah. April Fool's Day.
We'll have to make that. That'll have to be included on the album. Royce, just on the traffic front, somebody saying the Poor Tunnel is closed. Delays all around the area. It's closed from the M1 side.
I just want
to double check. Is that the whole kind of tunnel is closed? Because there is an ongoing thing this week where the rightmost toll lane into the north bore of the tunnel is closed for upgrade works. But so is this different to that now? This is an actual incident. Is it that is closed from the M1 side?
Oh dear.
Maybe you can clarify that for Sam if you can, please. Also, a couple of shout outs. Morning, gentlemen. Would you kindly wish the beautiful and fabulous Alma Dooley a very fantastic happy 14th birthday?
Happy very birthday to you.
So, happy birthday to you from Mum and Dad and all the gang there. So, that's Alma Dooley. Happy birthday to you. And also, Tony the Greenkeeper's been on.
Go on, Tony the Greenkeeper.
He wants us to give a shout out to Chris the Greenkeeper.
Go on, Chris the Greenkeeper.
who looks tired and cranky.
Cheer up, Chris the Greenkeeper.
Yeah, stop being tired and cranky, will you?
Yeah, it's not so bad out there. I hope things are all right, you know.
Just me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's nothing helps people more than just telling them to cheer up, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
And maybe Tony, have you asked yourself whether or not, you know, you've had a part to play in this? Are you the reason Chris the Greenkeeper is, you know, tired and cranky?
You might be.
You might well be.
It could be a Shakespearean tragedy that's making shape in the world at the moment.
Unfolding before his very
eyes.
And
in fairness, for the day that's in it, maybe that's how you should be talking to each other. Like the two gravediggers of Hamlet. It is International Talk Like Shakespeare Day today, by the way.
That's brilliant.
It is
comparing
actually that.
Tony and your man Chris, so Tony and Chris the Greenkeepers to the gravediggers in Hamlet.
In Hamlet, yeah. You know the two lads.
So it's what is it? International speak?
It's Talk Like Shakespeare Day. International Talk Like Shakespeare Day. It is today. So better a witty fool than a foolish wit be, Jim McCabe and all of that. Because I don't know how many way times to talk like Shakespeare, fella.
I'm not sure what play you've just quoted there, but it didn't sound like like anything I've remembered.
The Children of Lear, I think that one was.
By Shakespeare.
Yes, that's the one.
Mind you, I tell you, that one there that you were quoting, the actual quote is... Is that an amended one?
It is amended, yeah.
I was just going
because
to say.
Because there's this thing that they say that if Shakespeare... You know, the writers today, they get... Some writers think that Shakespeare is held in too much esteem.
Right.
And they say if he was around today, sure, he'd be writing EastEnders.
Right.
That's what they say.
So he was just... It was just because there wasn't many like him at the time. So he got elevated to...
That's what they say. But it's not true. He wouldn't be writing EastEnders. You know,
right.
That's why they...
Because I was wondering, I'm not wildly au fait with Shakespeare, but I don't think there was ever one where he wrote, "Better a witty fool than a foolish wit, you slag."
You slag. It wasn't quite the same. You know, it's not exactly what...
Would be very good, though.
Yeah, Macbeth wasn't that type of thing. But
yeah,
but now they do say they encourage us all to speak with an oldie English way today, you know, to try and sort of reflect back to those days where people were very much focused and very much enjoyed the use of dramatic language. And
do you reckon anybody ever really spoke like that?
I actually don't. I'll be honest with you. It was melodrama when it came. People were exaggerating.
I mean, the very
on
fact
stage.
That somebody has to tell you, you know, like in school, right? When you're doing Shakespearean stuff at school, the plays and whatever, like the very fact that it has to be explained to you what they mean.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
Surely that's not a good sign with language.
And honestly,
friends, what's he talking about there?
Yeah, nobody wants to be carrying on like that. Imagine us two finishing the show and 10 o'clock. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Damned PJ, out I say.
Yes, I leave, Jim, but parting is such sweet sorrow. Sweet sorrow as for tomorrow, the roses shall still be there and my head shall still rise. And I will see you some of the time, probably around 5:45. You know, like that, you know, it's not...
Yeah,
I don't think people ever really communicated to that degree. Unless they were royalty or something like that.
I was just going to say, I assume it was a class thing as well. I mean, that was the era when, you know, you could be standing ankle deep in God knows what. There was no proper sewerage or whatever.
Yeah,
hardly
exactly,
going to be going on with... Yeah. Ah, my fine fellow. What say you the cost of these fine vegetables before me?
Shall I compare you to a broken toilet? Because this place is wrecked. This place is absolutely wrecked. You know, You can't do anything around here. Yeah, I know. It's not a thing. It really isn't a thing. To be or not to be.
Is this true, right? Because you know you're Shakespeare. You're being a proper, you know, an actor. Joey says, my favourite Shakespeare excerpt is, what? You egg? You what? Egg?
You egg, yeah. I think that is a thing.
And then he stabs him. What's that in? What? You egg?
Mm. Imagine that. Isn't that gas that was considered an
you
insult?
Egg? What is...
An insult before a murder, insult? Yeah. You know, you egg. I mean, maybe he's talking, calling the fella a baldy before he kills him. It's just the insult to injury or whatever, you know.
No, that'll start now.
I don't know.
Now on it'll be, I'm going in to see this egg in here now.
Yeah. Oh, good morning, egg. Please don't start. Please don't like this as it is the winter of my discontent. You know, all that sort of crack, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I struggle, you know, to understand some of the things you say when technically you're speaking sort of normal modern English.
I know, and me too. And I'm the one saying it. And that's the truth. That's the actual truth.
Actually, I just realised. This could, today could be the day where the bomber finally rises to the very top.
He'd love it, yeah, yeah.
Speak Shakespearean, like... nobody understands what you're saying.
But that's the thing.
It could literally be his day to shine.
I suppose to people who aren't experienced with Shakespeare, it does read like the rambling witterings of a head case who can't use punctuation, you know, with predictive texts. You know, and when you do hear, by the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes, and it's compared to, go on, Leeds, don't know how didn't do that when we had good player. God, Jaber, can't wait Sunday. Massive. There is a similarity.
Radio Nova. Seriously addictive.
Jim and his morning glory. Thanks to InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialist. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie. 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Arctic Monkeys, I bet you look good on the dance floor. I'm sure they mentioned, since you mentioned Shakespeare Day today, International Speak Like Shakespeare or something, was it?
Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
I'm sure they mentioned the Capulets in that song.
That's gas, isn't it? What a strange coincidence.
Yeah, it is. Oh, there ain't no love, no Montagues or Capulets.
Oh, so they're both in it, yeah.
So there you go. Look at that. We didn't even plan that.
Synergy. I tell you something, if there was a Shakespearean quote for this moment, I'd know it. And I'd say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, somebody has, John has weighed in on it. Kilkenny John, who you know, always has a kind word for you. He was just saying, it's a pity Shakespeare isn't around today. He could have written the Young Offenders Christmas special.
Oh, my God.
He'd have done a better job.
He just wailed every day.
That scarred him.
It scarred him
deeply.
And he's not going to let it go until it scars me deeply too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tell you something. You better do a new Christmas special that's halfway decent.
There is a new Christmas special.
Yeah.
Oh, is it any good though? I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Is it any good? Like, is John going to be happy?
Do you know something, John? Brace yourself is all I'm saying. Yeah. You haven't seen it.
I didn't realise so many people had favourite Shakespeare quotes, but Stephen's been on to say, there live not three good men unhanged in England, and one of them is fat.
Isn't that great, isn't it?
That's a Shakespeare. To be fair to him, you know,
what play
he had a good line.
That is, he did know how to throw an insult. He really did. He was a gifted when it came to sort of taking people
and
down. There's no
you could have learned a thing or two. You know the way you're always struggling whenever you have to talk about Rudy things?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And you have to think up different sort of phrases. You come up with your indoor camping. Gymnastics and everything. And
yeah, yeah.
Whereas he referred to making the beast of two backs.
Isn't that what he did? Yeah. Mm. Beast of two backs.
Thou shall accompany thy hound while shoveling her fowl in front of thy eyes.
Shall scoop with grace. Yeah. Scoop with grace.
Technically not a Shakespearean play. That's just somebody out walking their dog.
It is just someone walking the dog, but, you know, at least they have poo bags. It does sound better when you say it in the Shakespearean way. You know,
it
there's no doubt
does.
About it.
Apparently that egg thing we were talking about is actually, that's a thing in Romeo and Juliet, apparently.
Romeo and Juliet.
What, you egg? Some of it's mad.
Have you ever gone to see a Shakespearean play live?
Only like, when I've had to, like when I was in school. Yeah,
I've gone to see a couple, and I have to, you know, it's one of those, the performances were amazing. Yeah.
You were never cast in a Shakespearean Shakespeare.
No. Honestly, I hadn't a clue what was going on.
Immediately just start laughing.
I'll be honest with you, right? And here's this the truth. To get into drama school, I had to learn two monologues, right?
Right.
One of them had to be classic and the other one contemporary, right?
Yeah.
Contemporary grand, that's just talking, like we're doing now. The other one, I had to learn a Shakespeare monologue.
Brilliant.
Right. I still don't know what it was about.
You just learned like just a load of words.
It's like an Irish poem.
Yeah.
You know, Mishy Raft, Rion Phillip. I haven't a clue what I'm saying. I just know the words.
I say most are in that.
I just know the words.
It would have been great though if you'd have done your Shakespearean thing, but in, you know, your normal your normal vernacular, let's just say.
Yeah. We are but players on a stage. Oh, that doesn't even sound like me. I can't even do an impression
myself.
Morning
Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Nighttime from 7. You'll find Nova Nights. I'm Greg Cochran. Join me for seriously addictive music. Any football or any sport going on, we'll keep an eye on that too. And we'll round off your day with a classic album into the wee small hours. Nova Nights from 7.
With Chemist Warehouse. Stop paying too much for locations. See chemistwarehouse.ie.
Radio Nova.
Green Day, the Saviors Tour. Celebrating 30 years of Dookie and 20 years of American Idiot. Marley Park, Dublin, June 27th, with special guests, Nothing But Thieves and Made of Ace. I don't want to be an American Idiot. Green Day, tickets from $89.90 on sale now from Ticketmaster.ie. Additional charges may apply, subject to licence.
Measles is highly infectious and can be serious. About 1 out of 5 people who get measles will be hospitalised. The best protection against the measles is vaccination. If you or your child miss the MMR vaccine, the HSE is now offering a free catch-up programme for children and eligible adults. And once fully vaccinated, you're protected for life. To find out how to get your vaccine and to book an appointment, visit hse.ie/measles. From the HSE.
At Jensen Fleet, we always go the extra mile. Like finding out what's the right car or van for your business. Literally, what drives you? Choose leasing. It's cost-effective, minimum outlay, and we'll handle the paperwork. Or rental options. One payment covering the lot. NCT, tax, even servicing. Plus your very own dedicated account manager. It's personal. Just choose how long, how much, which makes, which models. Jensen Fleet. Taking the hassle out of fleet management. And we love small.
Jensenfleet. Jensenfleet.ie.
Bored in your current job? Want to work somewhere more exciting? Like in the medtech sector? Then you're in luck. Because at Siemens Health and Ears and Swords, we're hiring. We're looking for experienced operators and technicians to join our fantastic team at Siemens, Swords in North Dublin. Why choose us? We offer competitive wages, excellent benefits, like on-site restaurant and gym, comprehensive training, and opportunities for career advancement. Find out more at jobs.siemens-healthineers.com/careers.
Aiken Promotions presents Celtic punk legends, Dropkick Murphys. Live at Ivy Gardens, July 7th. Tickets $48.20 are on sale now. Maybe subject to fees.
Electric Ireland Superhomes can help you achieve a cosier, healthier and more energy efficient home, and one with less carbon emissions. They look after your home's retrofit from start to finish, including management of SEAI grants. Visit electricirelandsuperhomes.ie and start your journey to a superhome today. Grants offered are provided by the Government of Ireland through the SEAI.
Mirror, mirror, please tell me, who's this bald-headed bloke I see?
New year, new hair. Book a free consultation for your hair restoration at the award-winning MHR Clinic Dublin. We offer a permanent and affordable solution to hair loss with the Sapphire FUE hair transplants technique and pain-free anaesthetic. Sapphire FUE hair transplants is available exclusively at MHR Clinic on Dawson Street and comes with a free PRP treatment. See mhorclinicireland.ie.
And now, let's get back to seriously addictive music at breakfast. It's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim, only on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Still gone. You don't need experience.
Traffic. Still waiting to see if we can get confirmation of exactly what's happening with the Dublin Tunnel. We had a report that it was closed heading from the M1, but the only official report we have is that all week the rightmost toll lane into the north bore of the Dublin Tunnel will be closed for upgrade works. They are saying, though, that inbound traffic on East Rawl Road is bumper to bumper from the Dublin Tunnel until the North Quays, and also traffic is packed then on Clontarf Road and Alfie Byrne Road inbound from Castle Avenue until East Point Business Park. Elsewhere, traffic lights still out of action in the whole Inchicore, Chapel Lizard bypass area. The M50 southbound slow from the M1 interchange. Grand Canal inbound coming to a stop between Rialto and Dolphins Barn. The South Circular Road at a standstill from Leonard's Corner and Patrick Street inbound, congested from Long Lane until Christchurch. Malahide Road inbound, busy from Dunnycarney to Fairview as well. And the Nace Road inbound, delays there between Bluebell and Davitt Road Junction. Any updates to pass on? 087 18 18 100. Nova traffic is with Windsor Airside Nissan, where happy drivers save big with the certified scrappage scheme. Windsor.ie.
Radio Nova.
News update.
Good morning. The Taoiseach will deliver a formal state apology to the families and victims of the Stardust disaster today. The Taoiseach says a vote on allowing Palestine join the UN could give impetus to the plan to recognise Palestinian statehood. Micheál Martin will visit the Rafah border crossing later today. The inquest into the death of the tragic teenager Aoife Johnston, who died at UL Hospital in 2022, resumes this morning. Jurors at the beginning of Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York have been told by his lawyer that he's cloaked in innocence. The former US president denies covering up payments made to bury stories about an alleged affair with Stormy Daniels. A shop in Limerick that sold Saturday's Lotto jackpot winning ticket also sold the famous Dolores McNamara Euro Million winning ticket from when way back 2005. 115 million she won, somewhat 8.9 million euro richer after Gary on Geo Stores sold the lucky ticket at the weekend. Shelburne remained 3 points clear at the top of the SSE Electricity League Premier Division following a scoreless draw with champion Shamrock Rovers last night. Damien Duff happy though, despite not winning for five matches now. Derry City with a 3-1 win over St Pat's, and Sligo Rovers in Galway finished scoreless. Leeds are back in the Championship's automatic promotion places after a 4-3 away win over Middlesbrough. A big game in the Premier League tonight. Arsenal face Chelsea in the London Derby. And Mark Allen begins his World Snooker Championship campaign later on this afternoon. The Antrim man will take on Robbie Williams. A cloudy start, light patchy drizzle clearing away. Sunny spells on the way, mostly dry and sunny later on. Light winds. Temperatures 11 to 13 degrees. You're up to date on Radio Nova.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim. Brian Adams, Summer 69, 24 minutes to 9 o'clock. Morning to you, folks. Check this out. I just need to give a quick shout out, quick happy birthday. Happy birthday to somebody wanted their daughter. I think it was Sophie, if the name rings a bell. It's here somewhere. Just bear with me. This is where you jump in, PJ, and, you know, help out.
Oh, yeah.
Too late, I found it. Sophia it is. Sophia, happy 17th birthday. Your mum was on to wish you a happy 17th birthday, Sophia. So enjoy that. Also, just on the Shakespeare thing, right? Let me just see who this person is. Maeve, always stick your name in it for us, folks. Maeve has been on to say, I'm a massive Shakespeare fan. It's what International Speak Like Shakespeare Day today.
Day today, yep.
She says, the secret is it's mostly rude jokes and messing around, strung together with beautiful bits of poetry.
Yeah, is that it?
Apparently.
I never thought of Shakespeare as just being a complicated carry-on movie, I'll be honest.
There you go.
You know,
I'm always amazed when, you know, intelligent people listen to this show. You know, when you stumble across them.
Well, I'll be honest with you now.
People who write for, like, proper broadsheet newspapers and everything that don't even have cartoons in them.
If she thinks that Shakespeare is just a bunch of real jokes that people don't
understand. She understands it. She understands it, is what I'm saying.
Do you?
As opposed to Anto, who said couldn't do Shakespeare in school, just kept thinking of Blackadder.
Yeah, in fairness,
So, you know, it's both extremes.
Blackadder, to me, is entry-level Shakespeare.
There you go.
You know, that makes a lot of sense.
You're very much more Anto than Maeve,
aren't you? I am very more Anto than Maeve. Yes, I am. At least I can smile about, you know. It's not about what you
That's
understand.
It. Just
it's about
keep
what
on
you
smiling. That's
Just
the secret, you know.
Keep
smile
on.
Smile your way through smile. It.
You know that, like, there's a great story that's been in the papers this week, right? And we were talking about it a bit yesterday, but there's more to it now. That if you smile, like, smiling changes how you're perceived in the world. Smiling will literally change your environment and how it'll affect your life in so many positive ways. If you smile at the right times, you get discounts. That's a proven fact. You get discounts. If it's a real smile now, not a grin. Grin is different to a smile. There's 12 types of grins. There's only 5 types of smiles. This is right.
Right. So you can, so in other words, you can't look at them and go, go on, give us a few quid off.
Yeah.
With a smiley head in you.
No.
On, give us a few quid. That's not going to work.
No, because people go, what's wrong with you? You weirdo. People know the difference.
Yeah.
They subconsciously know the difference between a grin and a smile. But if you're, like, positive with people and you're, like, you know, getting a job priced or you're doing a deal on a car or you're trying to buy yourself something, you people are likely to give you a discount or throw you in a bit if you're a genuine, smiley, you know, person.
So at which point do you smile?
All the
before,
time.
Before the discount or after?
No, all the time. This is you. This is why you ruin things on yourself. When do you start smiling? The whole time. Hell yeah. Jim. I want
to... Hold on a second. We had exactly this conversation before. If you walk up to somebody with a big mad smile on your face, you haven't even said hello yet. You know.
See, this is...
You walk up to somebody...
Yeah, but that's...
Just looking at them smiling.
Again. You're grinning again. You're overthinking it.
How do you know I'm grinning and
because
not
smiling? I can see your weirdo head. You're doing the weirdo head. It's not that. It's when you're natural. When you're a natural smiler.
I am a natural smiler.
No, you're not if you're going, how do you know when to start doing the face moves? That's not a natural way to approach things. You know, how do you know when to start? Is it when he says the price initially, you go, is that right? No.
Yeah. Is there any more discount going?
If I curl my face like this, do you think you could give me an extra tenner? No, that's not
yeah,
it.
You're right, that probably won't work.
It's about being natural. I know some people don't. Some people are, well, resting sort of different resting faces, right? Jim has resting gangster face, so it's hard for him. Drive-by Jimmy over here. Always looks like
completely
a criminal leaving a funeral.
Completely untrue.
And there's other things they've noticed about smiles. There's like loads of them here. Like dogs can recognise smiles on people as well. And they can come. And dogs, they will mimic a smile and wag their tail to show that they're happy as well. It's 19 types of grins. I said 12. But only 6 real smiles. And we know the difference between smiles that are used to cover embarrassment or smiles of our lies. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Some of us will believe anything. Because we're naturally nice people, you know. Unlike Mr. Fakehead over there. The average human smiles about 20 times a day. But the average child smiles 400 times a day. So as you get older, it seems you have a lot less to smile about, you know.
There's our Emily. Emily Brew's just been on saying, smiling for a discount, that's called flirting. And it might be lost on you, lads.
Is that right, Emily?
Well, you see.
Yeah. And it's not called flirting all this, is it?
Well, I'm telling you what Emily said. Don't be contradicting Emily now. She's not here to defend herself.
Flirting.
Yeah, that's what smiling for discount is.
So the lad I bought my motorbike off.
Well, what you are doing, I do not know.
You think he was sitting there in the showroom going, he never even brought me for a bag of chips.
Yes.
Oh, that smile, and he never even... Do you know anything about him?
I never know.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't know what's going on in his head.
I'll go back and clarify. I hope you don't think it was flirting.
Anyway, what else can you get away with smiling?
Well, it's kind of, they're just more like facts of smiling. You know, people with big smiles, they live longer than those who don't, which is a nice thing to know. You actually live longer. It changes your literal physical state, you know, if you smile, because you're so much more positive. You're more open to positive things.
Yeah.
You're more open to positive people. You surround yourself with... Well, you know, we're a better environment. I'm running out of things to say because that, I support you so much.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But does that mean then that people just think you like them and then they keep talking to you, even when it's about, like, you know, how a generator works and everything?
No, because that's not what it is. Because what happens is, smiling is contagious too, right?
There you go.
So you're not, it's not like you're smiling and then some grin and ease goes, no one ever talks to me. I'm going home with you. What actually happens is you attract more positive people that you'd want to be around, you know?
Yeah, you say that, but as Trucker Paul just pointed out, the Joker never got any discounts. He was permanently smiling.
But that's a fair point. But then again, out of all the smile, that was definitely a grin. In fact, it was a knife and juice grin. Will you give me a break?
It's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Radio Nova. The Nova Noise. All right, let's dissect this. It's not a car bonnet opening or an elevator door closing. It's not someone putting a suggestion into a suggestion box or a single walnut falling out of a vending machine. And it's not the opening drums on Tears for Fears sowing the seeds of love. How do I know? Because I just checked the wrong answers list on Nova.ie.
The Nova Noise. More than €13,000 could be yours on Radio Nova.
Measles is highly infectious and can be serious. About 1 out of 5 people who get measles will be hospitalised. The best protection against the measles is vaccination. If you or your child miss the MMR vaccine, the HSE is now offering a free catch-up programme for children and eligible adults. And once fully vaccinated, you're protected for life. To find out how to get your vaccine and to book an appointment, visit hse.ie/measles. From the HSE.
Braeburn Coffee has opened a brand new drive-through cafe located on the N7 westbound at Apple Green Rathcoole. We're open 24 hours, so whether it's that much-needed coffee, lunch on the go, or a late-night treat, we have you covered. We have iced and plant-based options, speciality drinks like our signature iced matcha, and delicious warm chunky cookies. Stop by the Braeburn Coffee drive-through at Apple Green Rathcoole. Open 24 hours.
Bored in your current job? Want to work somewhere more exciting? Like in the medtech sector? Then you're in luck, because at Siemens Healthineers and Swords, we're hiring. We're looking for experienced operators and technicians to join our fantastic team at Siemens Swords in North Dublin. Why choose us? We offer competitive wages, excellent benefits like on-site restaurant and gym, comprehensive training, and opportunities for career advancement. Find out more at jobs.siemens-healthineers.com/careers.
Green Day, the Saviors Tour. Celebrating 30 years of Dookie and 20 years of American Idiot. Marley Park, Dublin, June 27th, with special guests, Nothing But Thieves and Made of Ace. Green Day. Tickets from £89.90 on sale now from Ticketmaster.ie. Additional charges may apply, subject to licence.
Limits hold us back. Limits tell us what we can't achieve. At Cupra, our ambition has no limits. Introducing the Cupra Zero Limits event from April 15th to the 30th. Explore the latest Cupra models and offers. Choose your own power, whether it's petrol, diesel, plug-in hybrid or full electric. Discover our incredible zero limit offers this April at Bright Cupra Airside Motor Park.
Hello, I am Mattress Mick. Not getting a good night's sleep? Well, a new mattress from me will do the trick. Buy in-store or online at mattressmick.ie.
Ocular coherent tomcattery.
Optocapital funicular tricaptery.
Ocular coffensive total tomography. Oh, I've got it.
No, I lost it.
Optimized comprehensive phonology.
What is it anyway?
Optical coherence tomography, an advanced eye health scan that can help spot sight conditions early. At Specsavers, we think it's so important, we're providing it nationwide.
It's ocular coherence
Not everyone can say it, but everyone can have it. Add it to your eye test. Check your local store for price.
And we're back
with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
And seriously addictive music at breakfast on Radio Nova's Morning Glory.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
With
couples, two prizes.
Which one will you pick?
The Ball and the Bag with 123inc.ie on Radio Nova.
Yeah, I just want to give you a reminder about this because this is the last day, really, that you have to get involved, to get qualified, of course, because tomorrow on the show, we're going to announce the final couple, couple number three of our three couples who are going to play for the Ball and the Bag. As you heard, it is three couples, two amazing prizes, still mystery prizes, one represented by the Ball, one represented by the Bag. What will they be? Well, we'll find out on Thursday on the finale here on Morning Glory with PJ and myself, when we'll have all three couples in studio. We'll ultimately find a way of selecting one who will then have that choice. The Ball or the Bag?
The Ball or the Bag? How's your negotiation skills? That's what it's going to come down to. There'll probably be a time limit. You'll have to make a decision quick, smart.
Pretty quickly,
and it
yeah.
may be a conflicting situation, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. And it'll finally be a bit of relief for you, won't it? Because you'll be able to talk about what the prizes actually are.
It's killing me. I hate it. I hate having secrets. I'm not good at them. I really hate it, yeah.
So, one final place in our finale on Thursday for the Ball and the Bag. The final qualifying couple, how are you going to qualify? Well, it's done on the 123inc.ie website. So you need to go to www.123inc.ie. And there you will find somewhere on their website, you will find their droppy character. Now, we have been kind of pushing it in the right direction. Okay, we have said sort of if you go to the office supplies section and the section that deals with an implement that you might use to write your name,
mm-hmm.
for example.
You might find something like that. Mm. Not quite the Shakespearean quill that we were talking about earlier, but something like that.
Very similar. Yeah. And of course, it is the droppy character is holding a 123inc.ie bag and standing on a Radio Nova ball. So very distinctive. You just find them exactly where they are on the website and then you guess that location into us along with your details on 087 18 18 100, and somebody will be selected to be qualifying couple number three and take part in the Ball and the Bag, all with thanks of course to 123inc.ie, printer consumables and office supplies for home, for office, for less. That's 123inc.ie, and the big finale happening here on the show on Thursday.
Radio Nova, seriously addictive.
With PJ and Jim, Mr. Tambourine Man from the Birds. 5 to 9, right on the way after 9 o'clock. Only 5 to beat, I think, on the Nova Know-It-All this week. Is it 5 or 4 or I think it's five, is it, to beat?
Five so far,
or
I think,
is it only four? Well, anyway, look, doesn't matter, because the important thing is you'll win regardless. If you can convince Clint to just let you on and play, you'll win a prize. Our prize this week is, over. Well, the overall prize is a €200 voucher for you to spend in the fabulous Chapters bookstore. You can either spend it in-store or with them online at chaptersbookstore.com. But just for playing, we are giving you a copy of the PJ Gallagher book. Now, you might say to yourself, what? That's been out for ages.
No.
Yes, it has been out for ages, but not in official paperback form. And yes, as we said earlier, the original hardback had a paperback. That's not the point. This is the official paperback with the paperback in
a
paperback
size. That's a different size with a different colour on the front and all.
Exactly.
And all quotes and everything. It's different.
It's different, yeah.
Even the end of the book is different.
He had to put his posh friends on the front of it. His celebrity friends had to get a mention, you know. Patrick Keelty, just because he was on the Late Late or whatever, like, you know. Unbelievable. But anyway, you can win a copy of... It's only officially released on the 1st of May, by the way, so you'll be getting an advance copy.
Is that when it's out?
And you'll be... Yes, it is out. It's your book, man.
Doesn't mean I know everything about it. Is it the 1st of May it comes out? Oh, great. Yeah. That's brilliant.
And it will be signed with an inscription of your choice.
Who signs it? This is real.
You do. You do.
Well, we'll talk about it, yeah.
Yeah,
it'll be signed, yeah.
It'll be signed in block capitals. So you can get a signed copy of the new paperback version of PJ's book, Madhouse, officially released in paperback form on the 1st of May. And that'll be yours just for playing.
That'll be yours just for playing. And you get the book, and inside the book, there'll be a €200 voucher for Chapters if you get the highest score of the week. And you can buy any kind of book that you might actually read, and you don't have to... giveaway as a holiday present.
There you go.
So there you go.
You won't have to worry about re-gifting or anything.
Yeah. Let's face it, you know the end of my book. I'm still alive.
It's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Radio Nova.
From your house to our house and across the counties, Casa Nova is Radio Nova's community notice board. Tell us about the events and initiatives going on in your neighbourhood and we'll get it on air for everyone to hear. A club fundraiser, a school fete, whatever your event, we'll help you spread the word across Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. Just email the details to community@nova.ie or drop us a voice message on the Radio Nova app. Casa Nova, supported by Comisión Na on the seriously helpful, seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Pon vrutinach an togalach agus deitach si vetram chúsach. Begir timpel dina wain as gach cuigar a ayan an vrutinach dul chuig ospedal. Is ein vaccine you an chosant is fair. Má chael tu fein no da fóste mach ar an vaccine